You are listening to the Rob Scott Podcast, your source for Rob's take on current events. Let's begin the show.
You've seen this tactic before when the Biden administration and Hillary Clinton and all these warmongers start fear-mongering. It's because they're trying to distract the American people away from what's actually happening. And when you look at what Trump is doing, he's talking about very real issues that the American people care about. He's talking about how the Biden's open borders are destroying our country. He's talking about the rising inflation. He's talking about rampant crime in our streets. And now with NATO, he is forcing the American people and NATO members to be confronted with some very serious and important questions. For us, what is the role of NATO? Does our membership in NATO serve our national security interests? And if it does, then how much are we, the American people, willing to put on the line in our taxpayer dollars and in American lives? And how much are these NATO members willing to put on the line in their money and the lives of their citizens? We cannot allow ourselves, the United States of America and the American people, to continue to be in this position where these NATO members expect us to put up our money. They expect us to put up the lives of my brothers and sisters in uniform to protect them when they're not even willing to do that for themselves.
All right, welcome to the Rob Scott Podcast, episode 130. Isn't that exciting? I'm excited. When I started doing this podcast, I never thought that, that I would be going this long. And now it's been a couple of years, and I should be doing more of these. I know that. But with my work schedule and everything that I do, I try to get one, at least one a week out. And if I can, two a week, or if there's something specifically happening that needs to be taken care of and talked about, then I do that. But I just wanted to say thanks for all those who listen, the few of you who do. And I opened up the my podcast with an interview with Tulsi Gabbard, and I thought it was kind of cool about what she talked about. And this is basically what she talked about, was what Trump is talking about in his campaign, and what Joe Biden's talking about in his campaign. And my opinion, Trump is doing the right thing. Now, I don't really care too much about his, all the other little goofy stuff and the, the name calling and everything that he says, but he's trying to focus on those things that are important to the American people. And he's trying to point out things that are taking place and trying to educate people on those things. One of those was NATO. She brought up NATO, and the reason why he's been talking about NATO is because most people, well, they probably just don't know our involvement in NATO. You hear, we should be involved, we shouldn't be involved with NATO. And he's trying to point out that everybody in NATO should be, paying their fair share, should be equally, or, based on their GDP or whatever, funding NATO. And right now, the United States of America is the country that is probably funding NATO more than any other country. And and on the other side, you have Biden, who is just continually isn't really talking about the issues that are really important to the American people. I mean, I just heard $2.2 billion and loan forgiveness for student loans and stuff like that, that is against the law, is against the Constitution of the United States. And but he continues to do it anyway, and finding ways to do that. And it's only what it is. It's just another vote grabber, I believe, for the younger vote. It's the only thing he's doing it for. Because his numbers are so bad right now, and he's trying to garnish as many areas that he can garnish right now, and I don't think it's going to work for him. I really don't. If Trump continues on this path to really hit the issues that are concerning the American people, and what he did during his presidency, I think he's going to be successful, because really, that is what, you know, people are trying to make decisions on. This is their lives that are being affected by what the government's doing. And I think it's a message that will resonate with the American people. If you haven't listened to that interview with Tulsi Gabbard, I would definitely do so, because it's a really good one. I want you to listen to another clip too. This has to do with the recent court decision to fine the Trump Organization and Donald Trump $355 million, and which was just based on nothing, actually, you know, nothing at all. And and I want you to listen to this. You've probably seen this on YouTube or TikTok or whatever. It's been all over the place, where Kevin Leary is talking about the banking industry and the real estate business when it comes to large, you know, building large businesses and large buildings in New York. And I thought it was really interesting that he has basically resigned doing any kind of business in New York, right? And I thought it was kind of interesting to listen to. So why don't you just give a little listen here.
Excuse me, what fraud? This is not about Trump anymore. When you get a developer that builds a building and he says it's worth $400 million and he wants to borrow $200 million from a bank, which happens every day, everywhere on earth, including every American city, every developer is an entrepreneur. They shine the light on their building and they say it's worth $400. The bank does its own due diligence, as was done in this case, because they're very good at it. The banks are very good. And they say, no, it's worth $300. We're only going to loan you $150 million. That haggling has gone on for decades. That's how it works. And then in this case, even the bank that was supposedly defrauded testified and said, we didn't lose anything. We want to do business with this guy again. We'd like to. But the judge said, no, 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 no. Let's penalize this developer for $355 million. And we're going to do that. Let's penalize all the developers all across America. They've all done the same thing. All of them should go to jail, and we should stop building buildings. That's what the message is from New York. Even the governor herself is concerned about what this looks like to investors all around the world. It's not, my point is, there's never been a case like this in 75 years. Everything you just listed off is done by every real estate developer everywhere on earth in every city. This has never, ever been prosecuted.
Yeah, this clip has been being played all over the place, and you've probably seen it. I've played it a couple times. I listened to it on a couple of different formats and things like that. But he makes a really good point that this is what they are accusing Donald Trump of. There is no crime. There's nobody complaining about how Trump and his businesses did business. In fact, the banks were actually wanting to do business with the Trump Organization, and there was no fault. There's nothing at all, and this judge just decided to, you know, to award $355 million, and now you got Letitia, and who's the AG there in New York, who is now saying that she is going to, you know, garnish or not garnish. I get maybe that's, I don't know what a garnish. Seize, that's the word, seize the assets of Donald Trump and the businesses in case he doesn't pay the $355 million, which he's not going to do, because there's an appeal process and it's not going to take place, because there's nothing in this case besides just politics that are involved with this. And he makes a really good point that these courts and these judges and this AG and the governor, all of them are just, it's like self-destruction. You know, let's not go into New York anymore. Let's don't build buildings. Let's don't do anything any longer. And you're going to chase business out of New York, and they're going to go to other places, which he, you know, he mentions that he's going to Oklahoma and a couple of other places. So I feel sorry for New York in a way, because they're allowing these really far left judges and these AGs and stuff just kind of like run amok, and they're not doing anything to change anything. They're not really working. I mean, they're just going after Trump, and they're not even really following the law. They're not really following practice that they should. They just hate this guy, and they're going to do anything that they can to diminish him and try to, you know, keep him off the ballot. They're going to do anything. They're going to try to bankrupt the guy. And I just think it's sad. It's sad for business. It's sad for New York. And I really think it's going to backfire on him. I really do. I really do. This country really needs to change directions. It really does. You know, you have this case, and then you have the one in Georgia that's falling apart with Fannie Willis, and both of them are just driven by a dislike for Donald Trump, and they're not following the law. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. In fact, we're finding more and more information about Fannie Willis and about her love affair and how she went about the prosecution and everything else like that. So you're going to probably see that one be either she's going to be disqualified and her group is going to be disqualified, and either, you know, they're going to have to retry it, but they're going to have to sign a whole new group of people to try the case if they decide to do so. So I don't know. It's a sad day in America when our justice system continues to use politics and hate and things like that to make judgments on cases that they shouldn't be making judgments on the way they are right now. So I really feel bad for Trump, because they are trying to, you know, states are trying to keep him off the ballot. Of course, the U.S. Supreme Court has just hearing arguments about that, and we'll see. I'm hoping that's a 0-9 in favor of Trump on that one, because that's just taking away the rights of the individuals and Americans to be able to decide who they want on the ballot and who they want to vote for. So and that's what I'm anticipating. But they're just trying everything, man. They're throwing everything that they can possibly throw at this guy. You can say it right down to the kitchen sink. They're trying to throw everything. Now they're trying to bankrupt him, trying to take his assets away. Of his families, his children, everything the guy has worked for all of his life, and they're just trying to destroy the guy. And it's all because of hate and dislike, and they just want to try to keep him from not running for president again in 2024. So I'm not a big Trump enthusiast, I'm not, but what I am, and I think I'm a lot like the American people. We're all seeing what's taking place, and we're all not very happy with the avenue that politics has taken to keep him from being elected. They're not being fair. They're not being just. And I think it's going to backfire on him. I really do. I really do. The last thing I wanted to talk about, and this is going to be a short one today, the last thing I wanted to talk about is just real quickly, is today is my mother's birthday. She would have been 96 years old. And my brother posted a nice little post on Facebook about her. And I just wanted to, just a real quick call out to my mother. I really, really miss calling her and talk. I used to call her every Sunday, at least once a week, and just talk to her and see how she's doing. And I love the conversations I had with her. She'd always ask me how I was doing. Was I going to church? Was I happy? And I really enjoyed that. It kept me grounded. And I really do miss those calls with her. And she would have been 96 today. And I miss her, but she's in a better place. She's with my dad. And so I just want to say heavenly happy birthday, Mom. We miss you so much, and love you. And with that, I just want to say thanks for listening. And listen, if you have any questions, please get me at rob@robscottpodcast.com. Yeah, you can also see my episodes on my website at robscottpodcast.com. So thanks for listening, and have a good week.